this podcast. What does an agent need to do if they want to amend their opinion of price on a property during the marketing campaign? Was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 15th of March 2023.
Want to talk about the amendments to your estimated selling price. So sales agents, listen up. And this is very most, mind you, it's good practice for any agent, but it is a requirement for residential sales agents. So guys, if you're making, you've put on your agency agreement a particular price or price range. If you amend that up or down, so this is not amending your marketing and going above what your opinion is and because the vendor wants more. This is about if you are actually amending your opinion of price. Now, there's requirements around that. You need to inform the vendor in writing. You need to tell them what you're amending it to and why. Now, there's been a lot of discussion and a number of agents have said when Fair Trading have had a look at their files in recent months, they've looked at them and said writing in market forces as the why that they've amended the opinion of price up or down is not enough. Okay, you actually have to look at, and I always and quite frequently talk about the issue when we're talking about substantiation and comparables, is good reason. The good reason as to why you're making that amendment to your opinion of price. Remember, this is your opinion based on a comparative market analysis that you have done when you listed the property. So if you're amending that, you kind of have to go through that process again. We're looking at comparables. So it's not just about, it's not just about buyer feedback, and we'll talk about that a bit more in a minute. But you've got to look at the comparables in more detail. So, you're looking at, it could be feedback from buyers stating that, the property has different issues with it, or it could be that interest rates have increased and there's a decrease in the number of people actually coming and looking or being interested in the property. And some of that could be buyer feedback. Market forces is not enough to write down. So it is about your buyer feedback. Now, a number of agents in the last week or so have just been talking about with the changes to the current market and this constant need to actually go back in and revisit your estimated selling price because the market is changing more in some areas than others, that agents are saying, but that when you go back in and revisit it, the comparables are getting into a larger than 10% range. And they're saying, well, surely if that's what the market's saying, then we should be able to do more than 10%. No, we've still got the legislation that states that you can only quote a range that is 10%, and that's 10% from the bottom price. So if it's 700, then it's 700 to 770. If it's a million, then it's a million to 1.1 million. So, it is 10% from the bottom price, not 10% up, 10% down. It is 10% from the lower price that you are putting into your price range. So you've got to make sure that you're still meeting that requirement. So buyer feedback might be saying that you might have to look at what's sold in the local area and saying, well, this sold at this, which is lower than what was expected. It's not quite, it's a better house or a worse house or premises. So that rise or fall in that shows us that there will most likely be a rise or fall in the property that you're talking about. So it mightn't be a direct comparable in terms of price, but it's giving you an indication that the market is moving in a different way. So those specifics, it's not about writing paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs about what your good reason is. Dot points are fine. Put them in there and you will remember why you've done that. It's the discussion, it's the discussion that you would have had with your vendors anyway. So it's the matter of putting that into some dot points and confirming why you're amending your opinion of price. Okay, and just while we're talking about that, every time you talk price to someone, remember that it is a legislative requirement that you keep a record of that. Okay, so you actually need to keep that record that's saying, okay, I spoke with, whether they ring you or email. Obviously, if somebody sends an email and it's through one of the portals and they're asking about the property or asking about price or whatever that happens to be, it's pretty clear. You respond to that email, so you've got a record of it. It's the phone calls that you get that are the ones that you need to keep a record of. Now, the legislation doesn't require you to keep the name and the contact details of that person. Obviously, you want to get the name and the contact details of that person because that's your database and that's what you're going to list and sell by this property and others. So, yes, you'll want to get the name and contact details. Not required as far as legislative is concerned. It's, you know, female rang at, you know, it the morning of the 15th of March 2023, spoke about 12 Daffodil Street, and we discussed the price range of, you know, $900 to $990. So done, you know, and that's it. And yes, if you take that phone call on the run, you know, next time you stop, write it down, put it into your phone, speak it into your phone. If you're driving, don't drive and text and drive and, you know, don't use your phone illegally, obviously, but, you know, you need to, you know, have something that will remind you. Have an app on your, you know, use one of those apps where you can just put your, you know, put voice messages onto your phone very quickly, get them off later and put them into your system. Some of the systems will allow you to send, you know, send a text directly into your CRM. So, you know, if you've got those types of systems, utilise them. Get to know how to do that type of function so it's easy, it's there, it's done. So, you know, there's so much technology today. We need to be able to use that to make our lives easier and better, not more complicated. So, guys, just remember that there are processes involved in your amendments to estimated selling, your estimate of selling price. And if you're doing that, there are steps that you need to follow. We've done newsletters on it in the past, so if you want more information about it, hop onto our website, have a look at our newsletter. You can, there's a search facility in there. You can find something on estimated selling price. We've talked about it numerous times before because it keeps coming up. It's that one at the moment that's coming up where we got interested about the fact that agents are saying, oh, but comparables are telling us something different. Well, you know, that's what you have to talk about. And that's what you have to put into your notes.